Border Patrol is presented by Walker Medical Linen Services, locally owned and operated, and HLAC certified, meeting the highest industry standards. Walker has partnerships with hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in and around the metro area. Walker Medical Linen Services in Kansas City and online at walkermls.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol live on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We got the go-ahead. Nate is back from the bathroom in time for the segment. Drake is fired up down here. He's applauding. Hopefully the first of many to applaud tonight at the Midland for the WHB 100-year anniversary celebration. And we have so many VIPs and celebrities and wonderful people that will be attending tonight here at the Midland from all over the country and then from right around here. And one of those special VIPs and guests of honor that will be here with us tonight. He will also be inducted into the National Football Foundation College Football Hall of Fame as the class of 2022, the winningest head coach at Mizzou and at Toledo, and a good friend of the show, Coach Gary Pinkle joins us now. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Steven. How you doing?
Doing very well. Doing great. Looking forward to seeing you tonight. I'm so happy that you were able to get this on your schedule and come down here. A lot of people are excited to see you. We had, I'm sure you remember, Jason Whitlock from back in the day. He's actually flying in. Yep. And you were one of the names that he said he was looking forward to reconnecting with. But we're going to have a lot of former Chiefs, former Royals, current athletes, some of your former players from Mizzou are going to be here. It's just going to be a lot of fun. And I know that Kansas City has been an important place for you over the years. You did a hell of a job recruiting here, and you spent a lot of time in this town. So we're so happy you're going to be here and celebrate Kansas City sports and entertainment with us.
Well, I think it's just a great tribute to you. And, you know, over the years, you know, certainly I did a lot of interviews when I was coaching, and I think one of the great things about you is you've always in kind of your policies of, you know, you have to ask tough questions, you have to do those kind of things, and you always did, but you always did it in the right way, always. I've always admired that, and just you guys do such a great job in the community also, and you know, this kind of just a great tribute to you and all the things you've done. And And you, the huge impact with all these sports people is pretty awesome.
It is, and I appreciate you saying that. And tonight, you know, it benefits some great causes. The ALS Association, Mid-America Chapter, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Kansas City, the Victory Project, and also ShareWaves. And it was great that you were able to come to the Joe McGuff ALS Golf Classic, and you were part of that. And we did a Q&A with you and Tom Watson and George Brett, because I know that ALS has touched people that are near to you and dear to you in your life. But that was very important for you to come and take part in that event. And we had a lot of fun. That was pretty good time there with the Q&A with Tom Watson and George Brett, wasn't it?
Yeah, those guys are great. You know, I'm sitting there with them, you know, the old football coach from Mizzou. And you got these two superstars next to me. And I just thought they were awesome. And the comment on the ALS, I lost a friend about 8 months ago. The research is, it's got cancer back in the day. And still, you know, we're winning the cancer deal because of money and research. And that's what we got to keep doing for ALS. And so I thank you so much for doing that. And, yeah, I just, you know, around those guys. I mean, those guys are such, you know, so successful and just really first class guys too.
Coach Gary Pinkle is our guest. I know you're on your way to Kansas City and you're going to be here tonight. You know, we've had Coach Drinkwitz on the show a couple of times in the past few weeks, and everyone's getting ramped up now for Mizzou football. They named Brady Cook the starting quarterback. And the season's right around the corner, September 1st. I know we've had these conversations in the past about how you watch Mizzou football. It took a while for you to kind of settle in and not put that visor on and get fired up before a game. And so are you excited that we're almost back in college football season?
Oh yeah, I just I didn't even realize it. You know, when you're coaching, you don't watch football. You don't watch any of it. You don't watch the NFL. You don't watch. You prepare for your next game, and that's all you do. And so I when I first got retired, I'm sitting there, and the whole country is consumed by football from August all the way until the Super Bowl. I didn't even realize the impact that it was. That's probably a little naive, but that's just the focus that you had. And you know, like I said to you before, those first games, I get up and I wake up the first Saturday morning. I'll never forget the first Saturday morning in 40 years that I've hadn't coached. And I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, I was so wired. I couldn't even believe it. it was just hard to explain to anybody. You know, when you do something and your life is, I always tell people, my life, 48 hours a year determine my life, my profession. You know, 48 hours a year. You know, you got 4 hours a game. You got 12 games you play, and that's your and those windows is how your life will be professionally evaluated. And so, you know, the focus. I never had trouble focusing. I'm pretty good at that.
Coach Gary Pinkel is our guest. Nate Bucati, say hello to Coach Pinkel.
Hey, Coach, it's great to hear your voice. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good. And you when you talk about that, my favorite thing about sports is how they mirror real life, and you learn these life lessons from it. And I've been thinking about stuff that stresses me out in my life. That so much of it is beyond my control. And so what I try to do as an adult to manage my stress is spend all of the time I can, instead of just stressing about it, working on how I can at least control the little part of it that I can control. And I feel like that's kind of what you just described, because it's not just those 48 hours. You have all week to try to get ready for those 4 hours on Saturday. But once those 4 hours start, so much of it's out of your control as a coach. So you prepare your butt off like all week long. And I'm curious like how that was for you once you got to game day. And now it's like, okay, we've done all the work, but the rest, like, I can't control what happens on the field. Was that a stressful situation for you? Were you at peace because you knew you already had done all the everything you could do to control it? Or what were your emotions like when you actually got to those hours on game day?
Well, I just think it's all preparation. And, you know, our first few years, we had losing, winning, losing, and then we kind of took off the next 10 years. But, you know, getting everybody on the same team ready to be able to be at that mental level of preparation, you know, as a competitor. And at the end of the day, it takes a while to get that many players that can get to that level. And, you know, your responsibility is to get your head right. And coach's responsibility is to make sure they get your position plays their best. Offense plays their best. Defense plays their best. And then we also talk about adversity. So I always told our players, you know, to do more preparation and less worrying. Okay, just, you know, if you start worrying about something, just get back into preparation. Get yourself focused on what you need to do. And, you know, it took us a while to get that going, you know, as I just mentioned. But once you get that going and the whole team is on board, and that's the key. You know, you got to get in there and get every one of those guys where they're totally committed. And when you get that, you know, you got a better chance in those 48 hours at the end of the day.
Gary Pinkel's our guest. He's going to be here tonight in Kansas City, the Midland Theater, for the WHB 100-year anniversary celebration. And Coach, it was interesting to me because when I started in radio, that was right just before you were hired at Mizzou, and I was there at your first press conference when you were introduced as the head coach. I remember Mike Alden called you a recruiting machine. But a couple of times in interviews, you said, "I'm always going to have a quarterback." When I'm the head coach of Mizzou, we will always have a quarterback. And and you did. And you had this long line of great quarterbacks from Brad Smith to Chase Daniel and, you know, and Blaine Gabbert and James Franklin, all of them, on and on. And so and that's something that Coach Drinkwitz is still looking for. They named Brady Cook the starting quarterback. That's something that a lot of schools can't get right at all. And you were right. You always had a quarterback at Mizzou and then, you know, finished up with Drew Locke. How did you do it? Because it's one thing to say it, but then you pulled it off.
Well, I my mentor Don James, who, you know, I'm just such a tribute to him of being in the Hall of Fame and the impact he had in my life. What we did is we had a guy named Ray Doerr who was a quarterback coach. He was actually a quarterback coach when I was playing at Kent State University for them. And eventually I went to work at Washington. Well, we have a string of, I think there's nine quarterbacks that, or 10 quarterbacks, maybe, I just probably about nine quarterbacks over a 25-year period of time that are, that played in the NFL at a high level. And the training of the quarterbacks, I learned from him. I learned everything about training from him. So I learned how to prepare a quarterback and try to get the best out of him, the fundamentals and the mental side of playing that position. You talk about stress. That's a whole different world. But we were fortunate. You know, I learned those things there. I go to the University of Toledo, and we have all conference quarterbacks there. And then we came here, and I didn't mean sarcastic when I said, or mean, I'm the great quarterback coach. But at the end of the day, we understand this in football, in college football, mostly high school too, but college and the NFL, that if you don't have a good guy there, you're probably not going to win at a very good level. It's not going to happen. And it's hard to find the right guy because it's so hard to play. There's no position in sport more difficult to play than the quarterback position. There's nothing in this world that you know, you have to, 70 times you're going to put your hand underneath the center there or take that snap, and your life, you know, the whole team's life and the fans is based on the decisions that you make. So the importance of it there, I think, obviously recruiting, you know, being able to find it. And one thing I always look for, obviously, you have to have physical talent, be able to throw the ball, you know, and accuracy and all those things are hugely important. But I think the biggest thing for me was, does the guy have it? And you've heard it described in sport. There's no position different than quarterback of any sport that there is, that you got to find out. So when I just made a decision to offer a quarterback, I had to meet with the guy or talk to him on the phone or something for 35, 40 minutes. And I just got to have a feeling about this guy. Does he have it? And thank God, generally I was right. I wasn't right all the time, but generally I was right. And we all know that position, you know, you got to get guys on the other side of the defense. You got that go get the other guys' quarterbacks. And you got to have a quarterback. So I think those are where you start your defense, and that's where you start your offense, and the huge impact that quarterback has.
What were those conversations like? I mean, man, if you have to meet with a guy to try to figure out if he has it, how do you find out if he has it during a conversation? What did you guys talk about?
Well, I learned a lot beforehand, you know, prior to, so I heard everything about this guy, you know. And so, you know, I heard about this guy, Chase Daniel. So, I mean, I heard about him. You know, I saw him on video and film. And so I ended up, you know, calling him and just talking about a lot of things, talking about his team he's on, talking about kind of where he is, you know, in terms of, you know, I asked him about, you know, practicing and coach thoughts on that. And, you know, and so you just kind of dig and, you know, and sometimes you can't do it over a conversation. I had a good feeling for it, but I knew he's going to come up on an official visit, or I'll call him next week. It might take several weeks, you know, to really know if he's got it. And if you happen to start recruiting a guy that doesn't have it, then you have to try to, in a positive way, get out of it. But, you know, that's about the only gift I got. that's probably it, the only gift I got. Other than that, then, you know, I was pretty good quarterbacks. And sometimes if I could have won a championship game and all the divisional championships we've won, if I could have won one or two of those, I'd have been a heck of a lot better coach, too.
the other quote that you had that we reference from time to time is when you said quarterbacks are like tea bags. You don't know what you got until you put them in hot water, right?
Yes, no question. And that's what you're trying to figure out, because you got to figure out prior to. You watch what he did in high school. I look for anything. Are they behind by two touchdowns with 13 minutes left? Okay, they won the game. How did it happen? Well, he did this. He did this. He did those kind of things. And I think so. That's kind of, you know, the way, you know, that you look at that. But that position is just it controls your life in our business. And fortunately, I was blessed to have that in me, and certainly the great staff, Dave Yost and some other coaches that coach quarterbacks. Andy Hill did a good job.
It just seems like a self-fulfilling prophecy, though. You said, I'm going to do this, and then you made it happen. And I'm curious, was there a point when, I don't know, after Brad Smith or one of these guys early on where it was clear to recruits, hey, this guy he's got a gift with quarterbacks. Did it become easier to convince quarterbacks to come play for you because of the success you were having with quarterbacks?
Yeah, that's the Brad Smith huge impact. You know, Brad was, you know, we didn't play him his freshman year because the supporting cast wasn't good enough for him, and I didn't want to use that year. But Brad Smith and how he developed, and we all remember, you know, that game against Illinois, you know, in St. Louis, this freshman coming in playing. I put him ahead of a starter. You know, I get chills thinking about it, and everybody's looking at each other, who in the heck is this guy? You know, and at the end of the day, Brad Smith, all the publicity he got, you know, the next year we go to a bowl game, you know, and the things that he's doing, if you ask Jeremy Maclin, that was an impact on him coming to Mizzou. Okay, he impacted a lot of guys. I think Chase is the same way. He knows Brad Smith, and so quietly Brad did all these things, you know, that had a huge impact on a lot of people, and you know, that's how it works.
Yeah, I was covering that game, his first game in St. Louis, and I remember. And so we get down to the room for the press conference, and you're getting ready to come out, and everyone's buzzing about Brad Smith. Why wouldn't you? And I remember you came out. It's funny to hear you say how you feel now and how you felt during that game. But then you came out there, and you could tell it was your goal to try to bring the hype down a little bit. And I remember you said, before you go and build a statue of him in Columbia, you know, that's one game. We got a long way to go. So you already knew that the hype machine was going, and you went in there. That was I'll never forget that. You told us don't go build a statue to him yet, you know.
Yeah, and you know, that's kind of my job to do that, to say it, even though it doesn't. He needs to hear that I said that. You know, we don't expect you to be King Kong here, okay? You know, and just dominate all our games. You just keep working hard and getting better every week, and don't worry, don't get all caught up in all the stuff. And so, again, those little things you do. He's a young guy. That's kind of our responsibility. The quarterback is, you know, the offensive coordinator's responsibility is that, you know, we don't expect you to, you know, change the world. We just want you to keep getting better every week.
Hey, Coach, before we let you go, I know that it's for you now, after your career, you've focused on doing great work in the state of Missouri, GP Made Foundation, gpmade.org. Tell the people out there about some of the things that you're doing and why it's so important to you.
Well, just real quick, when I retired, I have cancer, and I'm managing it okay now, so I've been blessed. About 2 years after I retired, my wife looked at me one morning. My wife Missy looked at me. She goes, "Are you okay?" I said, "I said I miss my players. You know, cause you have to deal with player stuff all the time. You know, every day. You know, academic responsibilities. You know, all the responsibilities that they have and help them, assist them." And I said, "Yeah, I do really miss my players." And you know, and she said to me, she goes, "Well, why don't you start a foundation?" I don't know why she said that. And she said it, you know, and then let's start a foundation to help kids, so I could be doing something significant again, because that's very significant, you know, my responsibility that I have with all my players. And so we started this foundation, and it's called the GP Made. Made's an acronym for Make a Difference Every Day in the Lives of Kids, and it's kids with physical challenges. You know, my brother and sister were in wheelchairs when they were in teens, so that was something that, you know, for me was, you know, really, really significant. It's for kids that, you know, come from really, really difficult backgrounds, and you know, they're just, you know, they just, you know, we have to assist them all. And you know, there's, you know, some of these kids come from places that, you know, people have no idea, and so we have to help them tutoring and things like that. And then, and so anyway, so we're doing a lot of good things with it, and it's been great. You know, my players drove me crazy a lot too. Just to let you know, I just want you to say that. You know, so I mean, they drove me nuts. But our foundation is such that we've raised $500,000 this year. You know, we're moving on. It's only been third year, and so we've really done a lot of great things. And you know, we're really certainly looking to do more and continue to help kids in any way we can.
Coach, as always, thank you for the time, and I know that you're very excited about being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame, so we're glad that we could honor you for that tonight and have you here in Kansas City at the Midland, and I know that I'm sure that you're working feverishly on that speech for the induction ceremony in December in Las Vegas, so maybe we can hear a little bit of that tonight. But, Coach, thank you so much for the time, and we look forward. There's a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of Missouri fans, and guess what, even fans of other teams that can't wait to see you tonight. And so have a safe trip to Kansas City, and we'll see you at the Midland tonight, sir.
Okay, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Coach Gary Pinkel, who, Nate, that got me fired up when he was talking about quarterbacks. So
I could tell. I could tell.
Well, yeah. Here's the deal. If I was a head coach at any school, and I'm struggling to figure out quarterback, guess who I'm calling?
Kerry Pinkel.
Yeah. Not me. You know.
But I'd call you. Calling,
well, then I'd give you Gary Pinkel's number.
He would hang up on me.
Right. Well, we're excited to see him. I'm excited to see him. It's gonna be awesome. One of our special guests tonight.
Dude, he absolutely changed what Missouri football is. I mean, the consistency of...
I get so pissed off when I fight with people about that, because he even mentioned it. Like, he knows it. That still bothers him that he didn't win a conference championship game. He went to four of them. But damn it, you know, when I started at Sports Radio 810 WHB, and you would have told me, hey, yeah, you're going to hire a coach and he's going to win two Cotton Bowls and go to four conference championship games and have you ranked number one and twice be one win away from the national championship game and have a Heisman Trophy finalist and have a whole bunch of NFL talent. I mean, all those things were like, no way. Like, any of those things, like, whatever, okay. And it all happened, and it was great. And even though they lost that game, one of my best memories ever that I'll have is driving with my angry father as he cursed out people during an ice storm with me and the boys and my buddy Sam and Tony Temple all in a car, you know, squeezed into a car driving to the SEC championship game in Atlanta. And we went, they lost the game, but we had a great time, and we had a great time because that team was awesome, and they made it to the SEC championship game. Those are memories I'll have with my boys and my dad forever. And that's because of Gary Pinkel, because he had quarterbacks, baby.
When Gary Pinkel was a coach in Missouri, you were going to a bowl game every year, and you knew it before the season even started. And it wasn't a matter of whether or not you're going to a bowl game. It's how many games you're going to win. You know, and to me, I don't care. Honestly, K-State, KU, Missouri, no fan of those schools here. Look, even Nebraska now. If you have that as your head coach, you should thank your lucky freaking stars. Because before Bill Snyder was at K-State, that was not the case in Manhattan. And then after Bill Snyder left the first time, it wasn't the case. You know, it's never been the case at Kansas. And at Missouri, that wasn't the case in Missouri at any point in my life before Gary Pinkel got there. And it hasn't been the case since. You should thank your lucky stars. You know, I mean, and that Gary Pinkel is absolutely an all-time great, period. If he had been the coach at any stretch during my life at Kansas, it would have been the best coach in the history of KU football, easy. You know, and I don't. Missouri doesn't want to be compared to KU, but I'm just saying, you have a coach like that, you got a legend on your hands.
That's why we're going to honor him tonight.
Yep,
Nate,
let's
see
do
that?
It. Let's see
that works. I'm going to honor you with a commercial break. How about
Please.
That? We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to my co-MC for tonight's festivities, Mr. Dustin Colquitt, after this next break on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I'm live at the Midland Theater, where tonight we'll be celebrating 100 years of WHB in Kansas City. We've been part of that. Not for the only person that's been here for the whole 100 years is Frank Bull, and so he'll be very excited. But you can come down here and see wonderful, if you won tickets or if you're invited, if you get wonderful guests of honor and VIPs. We just talked to Gary Pinkel. He'll be here. We talked to Jason Whitlock earlier. He will be here. Jeff Chedia will be here. And my next guest will be the co-MC with me on stage, Mr. Dustin Colquitt. Oh, look, the air horn just went off for Dustin Colquitt. That's
nice.
Fantastic. They love you.
That's a good clip. I like that.
It is. See, it only have that's. You have to be special to get the air horn, and clearly you're special. Dustin, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for taking part in tonight's event, and it benefits four great, just awesome causes with ALS Association Mid-America Chapter, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Kansas City, and the Victory Project and Sharewaves is also in conjunction with the Chiefs Ambassadors. So, so many great charities will benefit from this, and I encourage people to go to 810WHB.com for the silent auction. That ends at 10 o'clock tonight. You can make your bids now. But Dustin, are you fired up? Are you ready? Are you rested? Are you looking forward to attacking the stage tonight?
I'm ready to go, and I know you've been treating it like a game day like me.
Right.
We're ready. We've been getting fitted for clothing and doing all kinds. Geno's stepped up huge for us. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about hanging out with you other than at the office.
Right.
I'm excited to see a bunch of fun Chiefs and Royals and KU, MU, all the KC area sports, like fans and people that make all the sports teams, you know, so fun and lovable around here.
And, you know, it's going to be entertainment too. There's going to be not just sports, but we're going to have music. We're going to have entertainment. I'm going to go get another back adjustment at around 1:30, so that like a game day, so I can be ready, so I can be nimble on the stage and not collapse in pain. But this is kind of, you know, you're this isn't the first stage you've been on. You're not too bad in front of a microphone. Is this something you want to pursue? Have you thought about, hey, someday I'm going to be in the booth? I'm just going to be a spokesperson. I'm going to travel around hosting shows. What are you looking at here, Dustin?
I have a lot of fun fundraising for kids, for children's
right.
charities, and that's just such an important part of, you know, my 15 years in Kansas City, and, you know, older guys like your Trent Greens, Eddie Kennison, Tony Gonzalez, Casey Wegman, these guys that were like huge at giving back, and so I just have fun doing that, and maybe I have the face for radio, I don't know, but I just like being a part of this community and seeing how just giving and how people just open up their hearts and pocketbooks in this community, and that's the funnest part. Kansas Cityans is that they make it all worth it and fun to go to these events.
Nate Bucati, say hello to Dustin Colquitt.
What's up, Dustin? How are you, man?
Big Nate. What's up? You good?
Oh, man. I'm ready. I got a good night's sleep last night, by the way, so I'm rocking and rolling today.
You get some of the breathing work.
You know what? I did a breathing exercise last night because of your advice, and it helped. So
nice.
I might be onto something here.
You already had the hair game going
yeah.
yesterday. Like, you were already ready yesterday. So that's going to be good that you got a good night's sleep.
Got a haircut at the Jen's place yesterday, too. So I think I'm going to be rocking that. You mentioned the community a couple of times when you were just talking to Steven. And we've been kind of getting nostalgic about Sports Radio 810's involvement in the community over the past almost 25 years now, and how many awesome athletes that are from somewhere else who came and played here and then decided this is home. And you're like Mr. Knoxville, Tennessee in my mind. In fact, I was in Colorado 2 weeks ago, and I'm sitting on a gondola. And one other guy is on the gondola, and I know this will surprise Stephen, but I started talking to the guy, and he was a school teacher.
By the way, this is such a weird beginning to a story.
Yeah, yeah. So he is a school teacher from Jackson, Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
And I said, are you a Volunteer fan at all? And he said, yeah. And Stephen knows, but I was a massive Tennessee Volunteer football fan from childhood, you know, all the way through college. And so we started talking about our favorite players from Tennessee, and it was a random thing. And I told him, I was, well, you know, Dustin Colquitt is like a Kansas City guy now. And his eyes lit up. He's like, oh, the whole Colquitt family, you know, everybody in Tennessee knows him. And so, but here you are in Kansas City. I always figured you'd be like back in Tennessee, you know. What is it about Kansas City for you? Why did you connect so well with this community?
I just think it's kind of my upbringing. My dad was huge in. He always told me that he wished he had stayed in Pittsburgh just because of the Super Bowls and just the community that was up there and just how they were just diehard fans. And when he came to the first football game here in 2005, he was like, this is like SEC football at the pro level, and they don't have this anywhere else. This is just – this is a special niche that Kansas City has carved out. And he played here one time at Kauffman when they were redoing Arrowhead's field, and he played at Arrowhead, I think, a couple of times in his six or so years in Pittsburgh. And so he had come out to so many games in the, you know, in the 15 years that I was there, and he's like, whatever you have to do, you need to stay. I mean, I just – you've been a part of, you know – too many great things there to leave. And now we've done like a little scholarship, first family of fourth down scholarship at Tennessee. And just with us, my family being pretty social, and we did like a Colquitt family atrium. So if you walk into the athletic facility down there at Tennessee, like the main atrium is like our little room. And then you go into all the team meeting rooms and then the position rooms. And we thought that was important because my dad was a walk-on at Tennessee. I was a walk-on at Tennessee. And so we had to kind of like, you know, thank God we were athletic and he paved a good road. And it happened to work, but we were able to give back at Tennessee. And so he was like, I know we've done all this and we're from Knoxville, but I still think KC is your town. And so I've worked pretty hard just to keep things going. Even after I'm not playing there, I've always have something daily going on here that keeps me kind of plugged in and this community, which I love so much.
Dustin, I look at you as an honest man, so I want you to be truthful with me about this. I have debated in the past, and once again, the debate's going on again, November 12th, Mizzou at Tennessee.
Ooh.
How, just be honest, because there's some stadiums I've been to as an opposing fan, and I will not go back because it was not pretty. How's the opposition treated in Tennessee, Dustin?
You know what? I think I would say it's a little bit different now that they're drinking over there because we have something called moonshine that comes across the river now from the Vol Navy.
Wow.
Normally, I think we're very pleasant, but I think you get a little white lightning in people's bellies. And right. It kind of changes the game. That's why you see our fans last year against Ole Miss. Now, listen, they were. I've never seen a team cramp up more than Ole Miss last year. There were five different guys and one guy that cramped up three times to keep our offense from, like, running that, you know, no-huddle kind of, you know, two-minute offense. And so we started throwing stuff on the field. And they didn't stop throwing stuff on the field for like 30 minutes. And that's the white lightning talking, I think.
Is that also them talking to Lane Kiffin as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, throwing golf balls at him and stuff. No, I think I thought that was hilarious. By the way, I love Lane. He's a character, but he's a good guy and a great football coach. I think as far as our chances with MU, I would go. It's a great place. If you can do the whole thing and get on a boat and drive up the Vol Navy up the Tennessee River, that's really cool. But we'll treat you nice. I mean, you guys are part of the conference now. Gary Pinkel had such good success coming up, winning a game here at Neyland, which, you know, his better half, Missy, she's the greatest, right?
Right.
But, yeah, I think we'll treat you good. We just need to win. We're in desperate need. And last weekend, I actually got to go home to Tennessee, meet with Coach Heupel. Seemed like a great guy. Good coaching staff, too. Love the guys. And, man, they're doing a lot of building over there. So, got to get good recruits coming in. And so I'm hopeful for this year being really good.
See, that's what I was going to ask you because, you know, he was the, of course, a hell of a quarterback at Oklahoma. Then he spent a little bit of time as – offensive coordinator at Mizzou, and now he's the head coach after a successful stint at UCF. So you're optimistic with Josh Heupel at the helm down in Tennessee?
Definitely, yeah. I think it was fun just kind of, you know, spend the time I got to with him, and Steve Caldwell's back there in an advisor position who was a linebackers and a special teams coach in and around the time when I was there with Shane Beamer. Which is now South Carolina's head coach. It's interesting. Some of the GAs that we've had that I was
punting under that are now head coaches in the SEC. It's nuts. But I do like the direction. I like his football IQ is, as everybody knows, is off the charts. What we're contending with is how do we talk those kids now that they kind of leveled the playing field and can do some stuff with athletes. Tuscaloosa is a lot like Knoxville in the fact that we get athletes from all over the place. We're not just recruiting Alabama. We're not just recruiting, you know, Tennessee guys. Georgia's recruiting a lot of Georgia guys. Florida is recruiting a ton of Florida guys. But we are kind of a little outside of that realm, just like kind of your Kentuckys that, you know, we get guys from California and Texas and Florida and Maine and, you know, wherever. So it's tough to recruit there, but when you got a good guy like Josh that really knows his things, you know, quarterbacks want to go there now, right? I mean, they're saying, like, I like what this guy is doing. I like the receivers that we're starting to get. Like, we got a lot of good receivers coming out now. And so I'm definitely hopeful over there.
All right, Dustin, before we let you go, we know Dustin Colquitt, the punter. Tell people that will be attending this event tonight at the Midland what to expect from Dustin Colquitt, the MC.
I think, you know, Nate said it the best. I have a couple guys that I'm bringing in my party that got exactly what Nate's talking about. Guys that aren't from here, that settled down here, that are doing, you know, big work here in the community and for corporate America and for also big sports teams. And so I got Nick Garcia coming, which is a great defensive player for the Wizards back in the day, and John McGraw, who is sitting with Bill Snyder tonight, which is just a great dude. Does a lot of stuff with Vision Pursue, which is Miami Heat, all over the NBA and NBA and Pulcinelli, all over town. So I'm looking forward to seeing those guys and talking about them just a little bit in the little window that I have. And it paints the picture of exactly what this 100-year celebration is. People, you know, finding themselves to Kansas City and rooting down here because it's a great spot to be in.
Dustin, can't wait to see you tonight. It's going to be a blast, and hopefully everyone that attends will not boo us or throw things at us like Tennessee fans did to Lane Kiffin. Please be kind to your co-MCs tonight. Dustin, I'll see you here in a little bit.
And if you throw something, please let it be soft. Nate?
Yeah, make it edible.
Ben John, just let it be soft. Nothing hard.
That's right. Do what they do at Texas Tech and throw tortillas at
me.
I will
delicious.
Eat them.
So that was my favorite thing, being on the sidelines in Lubbock. Get the tortillas thrown at you. A little snack during the game.
Throw some chorizo up there, and I'll have a delicious meal. Thank you, Dustin.
All right, guys. See you tonight.
That's Dustin Colquitt, my co-MC, down here at the Midland tonight. We'll be back after this to wrap things up on WHB. Hello there, Kansas City. Stephen St. John here for my great friends at Polymagic. That's right, Polymagic. And if you have been thinking about calling Polymagic, you should do it today. 816-765-4800 or visit polymagic.net. You know, Labor Day is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to tackle those honey-do lists. If you've ever considered concrete floor coatings, you need to give my friends at Polymagic a call. 816-765-4800. Their process is 10 times more durable than epoxy. It can withstand the weight of a forklift. They offer hundreds of color combinations and can even match your favorite team colors. Take it from me, their crew is top-notch. They transformed my garage floor in only one day, and they even repaired some concrete areas before they started. Free estimates are available, and they'll get back to you within 24 hours. Call Polymagic and ask for the SSJ special, 816-765-4800, or online at polymagic.net. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. The Hilton President Hotel is the official hotel of WHB's 100-year anniversary. It is wonderful. It opened in 1927. That was just after Frank Bowl was born. The Hilton President is the only hotel in the Power and Light District, just steps from T-Mobile Center, just steps from the Midland. I just walked right down here this morning. They have a Starbucks coffee on site. I got myself a delicious tea, a hot tea. And then they have 213 rooms and suites, plenty of on-site parking, and I just love it. And they have the drum room, and they have everything that I need, so I'm happy to be at the President Hotel. Dave Buchanan, real quick, what's a couple of silent auction items at 810WHB.com? The auction lasts until 10 p.m. tonight.
By the way, there's going to be some incredible live auction items as well.
Like
so,
what?
Oh, I got there's one involving me and Matt Beasler. I don't know if I'm supposed to give that away yet. So
don't do it.
Okay.
Tell me what's on there.
Okay, live auction items. How about an autographed Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and Travis Kelce authentic helmet? If there were three names that you wanted on a Chiefs helmet, they would clearly be Stephen St. John, Marco Marquez, and Nate Buchanan. But if you can't get that,
yes.
Mahomes, Reid, and Kelce, not so bad.
That's a real nice consolation prize.
Oh, man. What a consolation
prize. This is the silent auction at 810WHB.com.
810WHB.com. This money all goes to our charities that we're supporting for this event, which are near and dear to all of our hearts. You and I were able to help pick a couple of the charities that would be supported in this deal, and it's very, very special for us. How about an autographed Tom Watson Callaway Epic Flash Five Wood? How about a Kansas National Champions basketball signed by Bill Self, Ochai Agbaji, Christian Brown, Remy Martin, Jalen Wilson, DeJuan Harris, Mitch Lightfoot, and more guys. All kinds of amazing stuff coming up. It's just incredible.
Fantastic. You coming down here now?
Yeah, I'm coming down right now. I'm heading down there, buddy.
So don't forget, bring me the run of show and bring me Namdi's tickets. So, you know.
I was told not to do either of those things.
Okay.
So, all right, then. Take it up with management.
All right, then. That's the show for today. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone tonight at the Midland Theater for the WHB 100-year anniversary celebration. Everybody have a wonderful day listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB.
The Border Patrol has been brought to you by Walker Medical Linen Services, setting the standard in healthcare laundry services for hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in Kansas City. Walker Medical Linen delivers laundry you can depend on. HLAC certified to the highest standards. It's Walker Medical Linen Services, online at walkermls.com.
Bye-bye.